This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise Mayor Dave Beter's vision for a downtown Boise streetcar may be one step closer to reality. He has been working on this since 2008. The Idaho Statesman is reporting that Boise's Urban Renewal Agency, the Capital City Development Corporation, also known as CCDC, has set aside close to $600,000 in the next budget year to fund part of engineering for a streetcar. That would allow the city to try to get federal grants to help build the $110 million project. But where will CCDC money come from? And what local funding sources is the city considering? Well, to find all of this out, we asked Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico to join us live today because she is also the one who has been reporting on this. Welcome to the program, Kate.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so as we know, quick history of this streetcar idea. It goes back to basically 2008.
Yeah, so Mayor Beter proposed a downtown circulator, some sort of public transit, preferably a streetcar for him, that would go from about Boise State to downtown and then also have sort of an east-west connection between 1st Street and 15th Street. So he's been working on this. The city's been working on this for the last several years. In 2013, they hired a consultant and put together sort of a team to look at what the route specifically might be and what the mode might be for this too. Like, does it need to necessarily be a streetcar? And so this is really just the last iteration of what's been a decades-long project for the city.
And it has been controversial, to say the least, because when we look at what the route would potentially be, it is truly downtown. I mean, it might go to Boise State, but we have issues with transportation. The Idaho Statesman has been reporting on that. In fact, looking at that study from 2007, you know, that recent article, and now here we are. And there can be an argument made that what will a streetcar do when it comes to truly moving people and traffic?
Sure. And I think that this is a project really that Beter feels could elevate the city in a way, because having that public transportation downtown can really be important to economic development. That's the argument that the city has made, because, you know, if you have a streetcar downtown, you've got this fixed route where you're bringing people closer to businesses. You can get them moving through the city faster, and businesses can rely on the fact that you're going to have a stop right outside your business. But as we see other modes of transportation coming into the city, you know, like the scooters, for example,
all of that, right?
Yeah, there is a question of, is this as necessary as it was in 2008? There's been talk among some city business leaders and community members, does this even need to be a streetcar? Could it just be a bus? Right now, there's the Boise State shuttle that travels along a similar route between Boise State and downtown.
So talk to me about CCDC, because they've put money aside before for a so-called streetcar, but we're looking at more than $500,000.
Yeah, so this isn't necessarily new money. In 2017, the city council and CCDC agreed to set aside about $3.5 million in funds. And this is money that's still coming from that pool. So that money previously has been used to hire a consultant to refine plans even more for the streetcar project. This money is vaguely going to be used for engineering costs. So still trying to solidify what the plans would be for the streetcar.
So that money is still there. So it's not like they're finding this
new
extra
sources.
Money.
Yeah, but over the course of the next few years, CCDC does have money in its budget to potentially, you know, in 2021 and beyond, fund early stage construction costs here. But the project is expensive. I think 2013 estimates had the cost around $110 million, but construction costs have gone up just in the 6 years since then. And so it's likely that this project could be close to $200 million even.
And then the city could try to get federal dollars for this.
Yeah.
But in your article,
federal dollars.
But in your article, you also mention that parking money might be used, correct?
Yeah. When I talked with Mayor Beter, he suggested a variety of funding options, and that's still something the city is exploring. So could you increase the cost of parking downtown to pay for this? Could CCDC money continue to be used, some of the money that they're getting when property taxes increase in their districts, in these urban renewal districts down there?
They talked about a local improvement district, right? So how would that work?
So that's this local improvement district that is still in the works, but it would be something similar in that, you know, it would be diverting property taxes away from the city's general fund, and any increase in property taxes would.
What's been the buzz since you published this story? Because we definitely have one side of it with the city, you know, all in, the mayor really wanting this since 2008.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are excited about this idea still. But what I've heard from folks is, why aren't we focusing on a commuter rail or some sort of transportation that would connect the whole valley? And the reality is that is even more expensive, right? And this is something that Mayor Beter feels that the city could pay for with a combination of local dollars plus federal dollars versus a whole valley-wide transportation system would require buy-in from regional leaders, not just the city of Boise.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. If you want to read the full article that Kate wrote, you can find that online at the Idaho Statesman. Really interesting article. Give that a read. We've been talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico about the future of a downtown Boise streetcar. Kate, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. So appreciate your time. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our theme music, which you hear every day, written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. Find him. He performs live. It is worth going out and listening to him. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.